Let us start on the Daled Amud Beis to get into the swing of the sugya. Hoya gavoye me'esrim amo obola maito. We learned in the Mishnah that if the kaira is lamayla me'esrim amo, tzorich lamayit. So he wants to be mamayit, it's kamo mamayit. How much does he have to be mamayit? Frag the Gemara, kamo mamayit, kamo the tzorich lay. The Gemara understood that the Shaila was, how large does the Yitztaba have to be in order to be Mamayit the Goyva of the Kaira? So the Gemara says it matters how tall the Kaira is. So the Gemara said, now that is not the Shaila on the Goyva of the Yitztaba. Ela Rechavoy Bekamo. How the Reichev of the Yitztaba, how wide does it have to be in order to create a miut in the movie? Rav Yosef Omar Tefach. Rav Yosef says that it's sufficient if you have a tzaba of a tefach. Abaya Omar Albo. Abaya holds that the reichev tzaba that we're elevating the karkois amovi has to be 4 tefachim. So the Gemara said, Leime Bohoke Miflagi. The machlekes Rav Yosef and Abaya is as follows. The man domar tefach, Rav Yosef that says tefach, kasova mutalish tam mishtachas akeira. He holds you're allowed to be mishtamish tachas akeira. Man diomar abo, kasova osalish tam mishtachas akeira. So let us see Rashi from Rechavoy. Rechavoy shel miut, lachivoy lesoich oirech hamovi kamo. How much do we have to be malchiv? Does it stab him? How much does it have to go into the length of the movi? So Rav Yosef holds tefach, kineged rechove shel koire v'tachteo. One needs a reichev of a tefach that is mechuben kineged the reichev of the koire. It's right underneath the koire. Man diyomar tefach kesova mutalish tamish tachas ha-koire. He holds you're permitted to be mishtamish tachas ha-koire. Why is one permitted to be mishtamish tachas ha-koire? Do omar, he holds, chudai ha-chitzayin yoyred v'soysim k'damashma l'kamo. So we see from Rashi that Abaye, that Rav Yosef holds that there's dinei mechitze in ha-koire. Koire is not stamos a heker baume. There's a lomdes, chudai ha-chitzayin yoyred v'soysim. There's a din of yoyred v'soysim. Just like there's a din pitikra yoyred v'soysim. We reckon kilu there's a stime and the ruach revius of the movi. So he holds chudai achitzen yered v'sois k'damash malakama. So memeilim. So therefore that is, so the beginning of the movi already has a heter of the stime of the chudai achitzen. Ve'ilkach kiven deshir esrim ama mishum hekerum. So since the shir of Eschim Am is al tzheker, harei yesh heker lo imid al oisei tefach. So a person who's standing on the tefach that is underneath the koire, shenigva, which became elevated, tachas ha-koire. So he has a heker. So Rashi is saying as follows in the first lashon of the Gemara, that be'emesin and ha-koire, there's two chalokim. There's a lomdish chalik, that you say yoyred v'soysim, and this lomde shechelik be'etzim, it's no chilek if it's lamayla meyesrim, lamata meyesrim. The din of yoyred v'soysim, it's always yoyred v'soysim. No, the shir esrim, this is because of a din heker. This is the mechitze that you have has to be niker also to the bnei hamovi. So that's the reason of esrim amit. So memele, so as long as the oimdim tachas ha-koire are makir the koire, because by them it is not lemaila miyasrim, so that is sufficient. Uman di yomar arbo, Abaye that holds that the goyv is arbo, that the reichev of the tztabe has to be dalet vachim. Kosover also lishtamish tachas ha-koire. So the machloikis is in Yisoid and Hilchis Mechitze, because he holds the chuda hapnimi yoyred v'soysim, that the mat, the koire is mater from the tzad pnimi. Zay basoy ve roiche va koire av chutz l'stime. So the roiche va koire that is outside of the stime. Ula mishtamshim be movi. So those who are permitted to be metaltal in the movi ain lahem heker be koire. They have to have a heker of the koire. Shrei benomochein, because by them, if you'll have an itstab underneath the koire, that doesn't help them at all. Underneath the koire, you can't be mishtamish at all, because the chudei apnimi is matir the movi. So it seems you need a heker for the mishtamshim. So the mishtamshim, by them, it's lamayla miyes. Hilkar tzorech sheyimoshech, so it has to continue. The itstab has to continue l'seich ha-movi, shetei ha-koire nikeres lam kshe yishamshu, boi say goive. That b'shas, they're being metaltal, they should be able to recognize that their hetel tultu is a yashakoire to the koire. So it has to be nikar to them, b'kiven da'afiktei mitachas ha-koire. So since tachas ha-koire is not sufficient, because there no one's mishtamish, so shei mokim ha-nikar choshev. So the mokim that they're makir, the koirem, that has to be a mokim choshuv. So memela, therefore you need dalet tvachim. We mentioned yesterday, even though theoretically it's only three tvachim going into the movi, about kaponim, it's called you have a mokim choshuv, and that you can be mitztarev, the tefach which is underneath the koirem. So the Gemara says loy. No, that is not pshat. The machloikis is not totally if mutali shtamish tachas akoire or osali shtamish tachas akoire. The kuli almi kasovri mutali shtamish tachas akoire. Everyone holds you allowed to be mishtamish tachas akoire. Ubeho kamiflegi. And what is the machloikis? The machloikis is as follows. Mar sova koire mishum heker. Umar sova koire mishum mechitze. Let us see Rashi. Loi, the kuli alme muta. Everyone holds that you are permitted to be mishtamish underneath the koire. No, so the kuli alme muta. But hopefully, gimar sova koire shetiknu chachomim lamovoi mishum heker baalme. That the whole reason you need a koire is al tzeker. The loyleisi lemishri rishu sarab. That one should not be matter tiltul in a rishu sarabim. So memele, because in the ruach of these parts lishu sarabim, so one should not be matter tiltul in a rishu sarabim. So memele, they said you have to make a heker, that this mokim is not a rishu sarab. So as long as you have a koire in the knesis ha-movi, as soon as you walk into the movi, there's a roichev tefach underneath the koire. So as soon as you walk in, you see that this area is not a rishus harab. There's a psaheker on top of it. Kshemishtam shim tachas ha-koire. So that is sufficient. Oman di yomar arbo kosova koire hamateres b'movoim. A koire that is mater b'movi taime mishum mechitze. The reason that it's mater is he's a teres mechitze. Damrin an chuda hachitzein yered v'soysa. That the chuda hachitzein is yered v'soysa. Ba'omru rabonon. De betvei me'esrim loyemrin an yered v'soysa. And the Rabbonon said that if it's Gavoye Me'esrim, you don't say Yered B'Soysa. So you need a Goiva Esrim. If there's more than a Cholol Esrim, you don't say Yered B'Soysa. V'kiv in Deloi Havi Miyut. Kiv in Deloi Havi Miyut Dalet. If you have less than a Miyut of Dalet underneath the koire have a mechitza asuye lepoches midalet. So there's a mechitza for a reshus that is less than dalet. V'kaim olam b'chol duchte, the mechitza shein aruye ledalet, lav mechitzim. A mechitze that's not ruyele dala does never teres mechitze. The ein rishus hayochid lepoches mi dala tvoche. The minimum shir of rishus hayochid is dala tvoche. Vavo pishem bukev mechitze shel asore tvoche. Even though you have mechitzes that have a goiva asore. Before we go further, let us explain what the second Lashon is saying. There's a tremendous difference between the first Lashon and the second Lashon. The first Lashon held that be'emesin als hilches mechitze b'znach asoren av l'mayla me'esrin. Hilches mechitze and if it's l'mayla me'esrin was is, you'll say yeired v'soysim. The whole shaila was, where is it yoyred v'soysim, from the chudei hachitzayin or the chudei apnimi? But l'mayla mi'esrim has nothing to do with hilchus mechitze. And therefore Rashi said, the whole din esrim is, the sheer esrim ame mishem hekeru. The whole din esrim is that one should be, the bnei amovo should be makir the mechitze b'shas tamig metalt. So if you're permitted to be metaltal underneath the kaira, so you're makir the mechitze. If you're not permitted to be metaltal underneath the kaira, so the itstaba which is underneath the kaira will not help the bnei hamovi that are being metaltal in the movi. They're not metaltal underneath the kaira. So therefore you need to be makir the mechitze in the movi. So memele, so you need a sheer choshev in the movi to be able, when you're being metaltal there, to be makir the mechitza, the kaira. So therefore, the reichev itztabe, the reichev of this platform has to be dalet for him, so there, the bnei hamovi should be able to be makir the mechitza. So the first lashon held that the inyan of kaira is a combination of mechitza and heker. The lomdus of kaira is als mechitza, and the din esrim is als heker. Now the shaila is, if the mechitza starts from the chudei achitza and the chudei apnimi. The second Lashon says that as follows. There's a machloikes mar sova keire mishum heker. Mar sova keire mishum mechitza. So the second Lashon holds as follows. The man diyama that holds keire mishum heker, it has nothing to do with mechitza. It's a heker ba'alme. Not that the din esrim is al tzeker. The whole keire is al tzeker. Shetiknu chachomim lemovoi mishum heker ba'alma. The whole takonis koire is only al tzeker. Leleitzi lemishri rishus harab. You just have to see that this is not a rishus harabim. You have to see the difference. Even though it is porutz l'rishus harabim. So you have to see the difference that this area is not a rishus harab. So memele, so as long as the heker is visible, b'knisis ha-movi, as soon as you walk into the movi, you're standing underneath the koire, you can see the koire on top of you, because you're built on its stabe, the width of the koire, and when you stand on the stabe, b'trilis knisis ha-movi, you see the koire, so finished. So the, what Chazal wanted, that it should be nikker, that this is not a reshus harabim, it's nikker already, farting. Underneath the kaira, you see that there's a kaira on top of you, because he built an itztaba underneath the kaira. So memele, machosaka. The other man, the yama, holds kaira mishum mechitze. Now this man, the yama, holds where Rashi explains, the whole din esrim is not al tzeker in ganz. The din esrim is als hilches mechitze. If the koire is lemailo mi esrim, you don't say yeired v'soysim. Now, the Marei Misod is medayik. First of all, you have to understand this din. It's a very modern din. That the din yeired v'soysim is totally in esrim amma. What is the, you have to know the formula. What yeired v'soysim has to do with esrim amma, while lemailo mi esrim, you don't say yeired v'soysim. You have to know the lomdus of this. But Al Kaponim, the Marei Meisode says that this Lashon, that what Rashi says, if it is the holding kair is alts mechitze, let us see again the Rashi. Dama abo kasova kair amateris b'movei taima mishum mechitze. The whole inyan of kair that matters alts mechitze. Damrinin chuda achitze nyerit b'soysa. Ba'omru rabonam. So that means as follows. This din dat de betwei me esrim lo emrin in yoyred vesoysen, it's only at the rabbon on the kedid. That means that we will moire a minute ago. The shir la maile me esrim, you don't say yoyred vesoysen, it's not at the reise the kedid. Min a teure, if there's a din of yoyred vesoysen, it's yoyred vesoysen, say pi tikra yoyred vesoysen. It's not chilek if the tikra's on top of the Empire State Building or it's on top of a small binion. Pi tikra yoyred vesoysen, so if there's a din, that koire is yoyred v'soysim, so it's also yoyred v'soysim, it's not like what the goyve is. V'omru rabbonon, but the rabbonon for some reason said that a koire is not yoyred v'soysim if it's l'mayla miyeskim. Now, the minute we say this shtik teire, which is a gewaldic shtik teire, we have to realize we're in hot water. What is the hot water? That means we have a koire that's l'mayla miyeskim, which is not yoyred v'soysim. This koire does not get a teiris mechitze. It will not be yoyred v'soysim because it's l'mayla v'yesim. So the purpose of building an etztabe underneath the koire to be memayet the goive, the purpose is, till now we don't have a mechitze, because l'mayla v'yesim we don't say yoyred v'soysim, and al yedei hamiyut, al yedei binyan etztabe, we're going to create a mechitze. Now, there's a halach in Hilchis Mechitzes that a mechitze for a reshus does not have a teiris mechitze if it is not makiv dalet tvachim. That means if you'll have a reshus hayochid and there's four mechitzes around it and there's not dalet tvachim in between, so it doesn't have a teiris mechitze. The translation of mechitze is a dover that is surrounding a reshus, that is called a mechitze. A mechitze, it's mavdo between one reshus and another reshus, but it has to surround a reshus. If the area that it is surrounding is less than dalet for him, it's a wall, but it's not a mechitze. Now, we have to make this koire a mechitze. So in order to make this koire a mechitze, it has to be surrounding a reshus of dalet for him. So if we will make the itztaba, only one tefach wide underneath the koire, so it comes out that we're making this koire a mechitza for a tefach. There's no such thing as a mechitza for a tefach. Because for the next tefach, it's l'mayla miyesrim. So for the next tefach, it doesn't have a teiris mechitza because it's l'mayla miyesrim. So therefore, we have to make a platform of Dalet Tvachim. You make a platform for Dalet Tvachim, so now we'll say Yoyred V'soysim, because now it has a Teiris Mechitze for an area of Dalet Tvachim. An area of Dalet Tvachim, it can get a Teiris Mechitze. Now let us again see the Rashi. Man domar arbo kasova, koira amateres b'movoi, taimo mishum mechitze. The whole reason why a koire is mater amovi is because it has a teiris mechitze. The amrinon, we say, chuda hachitze and yoyred v'soysim. The outside edge of the koire is yoyred v'soysim. V'omru rabbonon. Now the rabbonon said, the betvei me esrim lemrin and yoyred v'soysim. For some reason, if it is lamaylo me esrim, not als heker, not als hilchus mechitze. The betvei me esrim lemrin in yoyred v'soysim. So it doesn't have a teiris mechitza lemayla me esrim. The kiv in the loy having me yudalitz, if you will make a baya host, if you will make an itstabin, that is less than dalet vachim al dalet tvachim, have a mechitza, so then it comes out, so the whole yoyred v'soysim is asuye lepoches midalet, so it's a mechitze that you are creating for an area which is less than dalet tvachim. V'kaim elon bechol duchte de mechitze shein eruye ledalet lav mechitze. A mechitze which is not surrounding a reshus of dalet tvachim does not have a shein mechitze. Dein reshus hayochid lepoches midalet tvachim. Even though it is being surrounded by a mechitze of a goyva asore. But in order to have a shame mechitze, it is not sufficient a goyva. It has to be surround a reshus of dalet tvachim. And then it is a shame mechitze. Period. So memele, therefore you need an itztaba. Therefore, you need an itstaba of dalet tvochem, that this koire, which is lamayla miyesrim, will now be a koire esrim for reshus of dalet. So we'll get a teres machitza for this reshus. Now Rashi brings another gemara that you see this yesod. There is a complicated case. You have a balcony. You want to make a you want to be able to be metalta from the balcony into the mayim shetachto. So you make a hole there that is dalet tvochim, al dalet tvochim, and then we reckon ki ilu, there are mechitzes surrounding the hole, and then it gets a teres reshus ayochim. So memele, so this is a new light. Why, what the svar of Abai is, that you need dalet tvochim in order for it to get a teiris mechitz. But going to second lotion, everyone holds that mutalishtamish tachas akeira. V'iboy yisayim. A third mahalach, I'll tell you. The kula alme koire mishum heker. Everyone holds that a koire is not a mechitza. There's no mechitza problems whatsoever. The whole purpose of koire is mishum heker bi alme, like we had said before in the second lashon. But you have to see that this, that the tchilas knisus, you have to see that this mobo has a, something on top of it. It's not a rishus harab. For hoches, what is the machlokes? Is beheker shel mato or beheker shel mailo kamiflagi? Is the heker shel mato? Heker shel mato means the heker shel mato is the heker habo al yedeyo itstabo shel mato by making a platform underneath the koire. Or beheker shel mailo kamiflagi, is it sufficient that the heker habo yidei hoyitstabo shalmato should have the same reichev as the heker shalmaila as the koire? The mar saba amrinen heker shalmato ke heker shalmaila. That means we wanted a heker. Now, how big does the heker have to be? It's sufficient if the heker is a tefach. Now, between you and me, a heker of a tefach is not such a big heker. It's a mukbul dike heker. But that's sufficient. Chazal said you need a heker, and a heker of a tefach is sufficient. So memele, so Rav Yosef held, so the heker shomato is also sufficient to tefach. That means if when I'll stand on this, it's tabir. I have an area that has a reichiv tefach. I'm able to be makir the tefach shomailo. It's sufficient. I, when I go off, I can't see the koire. So who says you have to have a tremendous heker? The heker shomaila is also only a heker tefach, which is not visible all over. But it's a heker shel tefach. So the heker, habol yidei etzabi shomato, it's sufficient if it's also a reichiv tefach. When one is standing on the etzabi, he'll be able to recognize that there's a heker on this movie. He's standing other places. He can't recognize it. Aber zeh nish gefällig. Heker shel mato ke heker shel mailo. U mar sovel emrinen heker shel mato ke heker shel mailo. He holds there's a big difference. The heker shel mailo is taka tefach. That is true. But this tefach is visible for more than a tefach. That means if it's lamato mi esrim. So a koire tefach, you're standing 10 feet away in the movie, you still can see the koire tefach. So memele, if it is lamato miyeslim, so this heker tefach is visible a large distance. This heker shalmato, if you can only make a heker tefach, so this is the heker shalmato is a much smaller heker than the heker shalmailo. The heker shalmato, so the heker is only visible for those who are standing on this tefach. The heker shalmailo is visible to a much larger range. So memeilo loimrinen heker shalmato ke heker shalmailo. That is the machloikis Abaye v'Rav Yosef. Or else I'll tell you a fourth mahalach in the machlokes. The kuleyal me'omrinin heker shalmato ke heker shalmailo. Everyone holds that the Heker Sholmato is sufficient. As long as in this one Tefach in the Movi, Betchilas Kalisis HaMovi, that you're able to be Makir the Kaire, that is sufficient. Aye, why do you need Dalet Vohem? We're Geyser, if the whole Itztabe is only an Itztabe with a Reichef Tefach, could be, Birvois Hayomim, this Itztabe will wear off. And we're going to lose, we're not even going to have a Heker Shalmato. We're not even going to have a Tefach underneath it. So Mamele, so Chazal decided, Al Kochach, you have to have a larger, you can't have a minimum Heker, because this minimum Heker, Birvois Hayomim, will get smaller than the minimum Shia. So therefore you have to enlarge the Heker. So if they enlarged it already, they gave it a Shir Shiva Smokim, which is Dalet Tvoch. Zot Rashi. Gzeire Shema Yivchas, Al Yedei Drisis Raglayim Yipoches Amiyut. This is Tabe, which is Memayit the Goiva. So we are afraid, maybe Al Yedei Drisis Raglayim, this was put in the beginning of the Movui, which there's a lot of traffic there. So it could be, this Tefach will become Nifras. Now you'll have an Itztabe, which is less than a Tefach. So therefore you need, you can't say that it is sufficient to have the minimum shear of Heker, of a Tefach, because this minimum shear is oimedly poches, and you're gonna end up with less than the minimum shear. Hilkach be'inon tvei, so you need more than the minimum shear. So a tefach is not sufficient. That's the minimum shear, which is oimidli poches. So mamela need a shear choshev already. Dalet tvochim is a shear choshev, so mamela. So therefore they said, you should make dalet. According to this last lashon, pshat is, the whole shaila is, how much should you make, not how much do you need. That means, l'chayre, practically, you're gonna make dalet tvochim. But, b'rvois hayomim, you won't have dalet tvochim either, because it's gonna be nifras, just like you say the tev is going to be nifras. So what did you accomplish? What did you accomplish? I mean, so kolchoch, bachsach mir, the last lashon holds that the din dalet, not that you need dalet. They said, make a tztabe larger than a tefach, but they wanted to give us a share, how large should you make it? So make an tztabe dalet, so that's only din in the asiyas tztabe, not that you need dalet. Because theoretically you don't need dalet, you really only need a tefach. So he said, make an tztabe shel dalet, as long as you have an tztabe shel dalet, 5 months later I'm gonna go and take a rule, I'm gonna measure, it's three tvachim, so I'll get all excited, the Rav will tell you there's nothing to be excited about, three tvachim is the choichet good. We never said you need four tvachim of tztabe, we told you to make four tvachim. The Sfasem is aber fragt doch a gute kashe, the Sfasem is fragt, he says, but as we had mentioned yesterday, that it's zicher, that you zicher need the itztabe tachas hakoire. That's for sure. The itztabe tachas hakoire you zicher need. I mean, that's zicher necessary. You have to be memayet the cholo. So frektes fasem is, what's going to be if it's going to be nifchas the outside side? That means when you come in, it means that underneath the kaira you zichen need a tefach there to remain there, the l'neitzach nitzachim. So, just like, so the dalet tvachim only helps on the, in, towards the inside of the mavui, so memele, so you'll have the underneath the chud hapnimi of the kaira, you can be assured there'll always be a heker, because you added on another three tvachim into the inside of the movi. But there's a problem on the chud achitzain. I mean, that area is also shal shema yifrei. So maybe it's going to get, so underneath the koire itself, you won't have a shir tefach. So if you won't have a shir tefach over there, so l'chayre says, that l'chayre should pasal atake. That is take, I mean, l'chayre, The kula alma mrinin hekir shal mata ke hekir shal maila. So you need this tefach lechayre. The yerin more because, but this tefach lechayre you need. That's vasemis is ha'or. Zog taisvis. Mutter lehishtameish tachas hakayre. Now, we heard the first lashon of the Gemara was, the first lashon of the Gemara was that is the machloikis Abaye v'Rav Yosef. Abaye holds muta lishtamesh tachas akeirim. So memele we could use, so it's sufficient that Rav Yosef holds muta lishtamesh tachas akeirim. So it's sufficient it's tabetefa. And Abaye holds also lishtamesh tachas akeirim. So therefore we need it's tabedala. Perish bekuntres. The Kosova, that the one the Yomah that holds Mutal Ishtamish Tachas HaKoyre, he holds Chudei Achitz and Yerid Besoise. So, that's why it's Mutal Ishtamish. Mando Oso, Sova Chudei Apnimi Yerid Besoise. B'lai Rotze Leforeish, L'Choyre, Taisus had a different Mahalach, how to explain Mutal Ishtamesh Tachas HaKoyre, Oso Ishtamesh Tachas HaKoyre. That was. The Mars of HaKoyre Livnei Rishus HaRab. That Rabbi Yosef held the Heker is for the Bnei Rishus HaRab. Mars of Livnei Movui. And the Baya holds that the Heker is for the Bnei Mavui. Now, how do we understand this? The Marei Mesoda asks a pertinent kasha on Taisvis. The Mar Sova Hakeira Livnei Rishus HaRabim. So let us just the Ivrin Taisvis. If you hold a keres for the Bnei Rishus HaRabim, so then it's sufficient it's also mutzal ishtamish tachas ha-keire, and it's genug a tefach. So the Mrei Misode asks, l'cheire, the Bnei Rishus HaRabim, what do they get that you have a tefach underneath the keire? The Rishus HaRabim is l'mayla miyesrim. So how does this work? So he says that all you need, he says as follows. All you need is that the Mishnah says that Movi Shilamaila Me'esrim Amo Yemayit. That you have to be Memayit, all you have to be Memayit is the Movi. Let me tell you the Lashon of the Mrei Mesoda. To be the snan, movi shigavoya. The Mishnah said, movi shigavoya lamaila me'esrim yamayit. V'loitoni koire. The Mishnah did not say, koire shilamaila me'esrim ama yamayit. The loy ba'inan eloshei ha'movi nomuch michof. All you need is that the movi has to be nomuch michof. V'loy reshus harab. You don't need that from the reshus harab. You just have to make the movi Nomach Michov. Aval aman de yomar, osa lehishtamish bekeire, tachas hakeire, harei tachas hakeire, ein shom klau shem movui. So then, tachas hakeire, it doesn't have a shem movui. Because osa lehishtamish tachas hakeire, elo melefnim me hakeire, Milifnime akeire, then it has a shame mavui. So memele, so therefore you need dalit. Laman de yoma mutalishtamish, lay beinon elo tachas akeire, shugam kein bechlal mavui. If you hold mutalishtamish, so memele, if you hold mutalishtamish, so it has a shame mavui. If you hold also lishtamish or tachas akeira doesn't have a shem mov, so then you'll need in the movi. That means the miut has to be in the movi. So the man the Yomal, he holds the Kegel of Nereshus Arabim, so he holds Mutali Hishtamish, he holds Mutali Hishtamish, Tachas HaKoyrim. So Memele, so there was a mute in the Movi. So Memele, the mute in the Movi means that the Itztaba Tefach under the Koyre, that is sufficient. The other man the Yomal is also Hishtamish, so under the Koyre is not the Movi. So that's not a mokim and miyut. So you have to make the miyut. You have to make the miyut in the movi. So mainly you make the miyut in the movi, talat for him in the movi. So the Gemara could have, that faces kash. The rotz of forish, the maas of a keil of nei reshus arabim, and they hold mutal ishtamich. The maas of a keil of nei movi, and they hold osal ishtamich. So therefore you have to make the tztabe in the movi. Shum the kama basa hochi, we boy same with the kulama keire mishum hekeire. And if the Gemara held now also that everyone holds out the keire, so the Gemara should have said, la oilam, we boy same, la oilam the kulama keire mishum hekeire. That means if he had once mentioned this svarari, the keire mishum hekeire, so the Gemara should have said, la oilam, we're going back to the first svar with a different halach. Mash medat hashta le habi le kulama mishum hekeire. That's why Rashi had to say that the machloikis is a different machloikis. The machloikis is if chudei achitzoin is mate or chudei apnimi is mate. Ve'ein lahakshiz lepirusha, hoyul v'sobri koire mishum mechitze. If now the Gemara held koire mishum mechitze, im kein my time at the manda omar tefach. That means Rashi, when he said that chudei achitzoin is mate, so how can a tefach help? Later we learned that if you hold Kairim Mishum Mechitza, you have to have a Mechitza for Dalit. And Lochish, Hoyul Vahavi Doifen, Al Shabola Maitik, the Perish Bakuntras Binyan Zebesoma. So the Teretz of Taisis is Poshet. The first Loshen held that is no Chesorne Mechitza Lamailomi Esrim. The whole din esrim is only out heker. So memele, I have a mechitza filo lemaila meyesrim. So there's no problem of a mechitza lepochas midalit. Later the Gemara held there's a chesaron in the mechitza. There's a chesaron in the mechitza. Then there's a svara to say that you need dalit vachim because ain mechitza lepochas midalit. A new sugya now. Hoya poches me asorat vachim. What is if there was less than 10 tfochim in the movi? It seems as a machlekes harishonim, if it means that the koire is less than 10 tfochim from the ground, or if all the mechitzes of the movi are also less than 10 tfochim. There's a machlekes in that. But we have here a problem that the goiva hamovui, or the goiva hakoire, or also the goiva of the koisle hamovui, are less than 10 tvachim. Hoya pochais me asora tvachim. So if it's less than asora tvachim, it's doch bitter. So vechokak boy, la shlimoi la asora. So he went and took a shovel, and he started being chaykik, he dug into the earth, that now you have a goiva asorah. Kama chaykik. How much does he have to dig? So the Gemara in the Havamina held that it means how deep does he have to dig? If the Gemara, kama chaykik, kama the tzorech lay. It matters how low the koira was, how low the walls were. If it was 9 tvachim from the ground, so you have to be chaykik 1 tefach. 8 tvachim, you have to be chaykik 2 tvachim. What's the shayla? Kama chaykik. Elo mishchoi bekama. No, the Muslims don't understand. How, I know he has to dig till it'll become a goiva of 10 tvachim. But how deep in the mavui does he have to be chaykik? Is it sufficient a tefach underneath the koire? Is it, or you need more than that? Zok the Gemara. Elo mishchoi bekama. How deep in the mavui does one have to dig? And if one wants to see in the Perish Chai, we have here a very nice picture on page 4, picture 25. There we see that we see the picture that the oimik of the mavui, the ground is higher. It's less than 10 tvachim. Over with the area where the kaira is, there we have, there he dug. So the shaila is, how much does one have to dig into the length of the mavui? Yeah. Zog the Gemara. Rav Yosef Omar Bidalit. Rav Yosef says, you have to dig in Dalit Tvachim. That means Dalit Tvachim into the Eirech HaMovoi has to be Yud Tvachim Tol. That's it. Abaye Omar Be'arba Amis. Abaye says that you have to dig into the length of the Movoi 4 Amis. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Mishchoi shel chakak, lesoich oirech hamovi. The length of the chakak, the ditch that you are digging into the oirech hamovi, you're going into the length of the mov. Now Rashi had a dig the kasha. Why, before we were building an etztabe, we called that rochboi. That was the reichev of the etztabe. Here we are digging, we call this mishchay, the length of the ditch. Mishchay shel chakak l'soich oirech hamovi. So Rashi says, b'dover ha-boilet, if you have something that's jutting up, it's a dover sheyesh by mamish, kegoin miyut, you're being memayit t'cholo, you built an itztabe, shayich l'mei ma'roichet. So this itztabe is a dover sheyesh by mamish, she asks, how wide does the itztabe have to be? But if you have, you took away karka, you don't have anything here, you have empty space. So how long does this ditch have to extend? So Mamei Leva Machloikis, Rav Yosef and Rav, and Abaye. Rav Yosef, the boy, El Tefach, Rav Yosef said, that we need, before he said, that the reich of the tztabe has to be a tefa hocheboy arbo. Why? The hosom, the isel, the doifin. There was no problem, according to Rav Yosef and any mahalach, there was no problem of a hilchis mechitze. The kaire was a wonderful mechitze. He said, yared v'saisem, or yelts kaire mishum heke. So there was no problem with the kaire. Ulamute kosei, so you just have to be dosim the isel a doifin. You have a doifin, whatever the goiva of it is. That means the koire is a doifin. Ulemuute kos. You have to just lessen the distance between the kalke and the koire. It's back about mesagi. So it's good. So as long as it's nikel, the tefach underneath the koire will bring a heker. So that's sufficient. Here, if the kaire is lemato miyut, so you don't have a mechitze. You don't have a mechitze. Less than yud is not a mechitze. Is bein le Rav Yosef, bein le Abaye bein in the lischezi hai doifen, that this should be roi for a doifen, l'shir hechsha oirech movi sholem. So this has to become a doifen. The kaire has to become a doifen for a movi. You don't have a movi either. Lay me boy, if we will learn that the walls are less than yud tvachim also. So you don't have a doifin for a movi. Everything is less than yud tvachim. Hilkech l'Rav Yosef shir meshech movi b'dalet tvachim. So Rav Yosef held the minimum shir of a movi is dalet tvachim. So memele, the ditch has to be dug into the oirech hamovi dalet vachim. V'abaye svir alei shir meshech movi b'dalet amis. Abaye holds the minimum shir of the length of a movi is dalet amis. So therefore, we have to make this a koire for a movi. We don't have a movi yet. So memela, we have to dig this chakak dalet amis into the length of the movi. Now we have a movi. And now it's a koire for a movi. So the machloikis. So since we don't have a doifin to begin with, we don't have a mechitza to begin with because it's less than yotzvachim, so we have to make this a mechitza for a movi. So we have to make a movi. So now the shaila is, what is the minimum oirech of a movi? Rabbi Yosef holds the minimum oirech is dalet for him, and Abaye holds the minimum oirech is dalet dalet. Frekte gemore, leimo be de Rabbi Ami ve Rabbi Asi komiflegi. So if that is the machlekes, a Abaye and Rabbi Yosef, what the minimum oirech of a mavoy is, so will come out that they're chaylik in the memra of Rabbi Ami ve Rabbi Asi. The itma, what is the machloikis? That means Rabbi Yosef holds like Rav Ami and Rav Asi, and Abaye is cholik Rav Ami and Rav Asi. The itma, mavoi shenifratz mitzidoi klapi roishoi. So in order to understand what we are speaking about, mavoi shenifratz mitzidoi klapi roishoi. Let us look into the Peirush Chai, number 26. Now we have here, let us explain the picture. We have here, over here, a mavui. Three walls. Now, by the Rosh HaMavui, there's the Koire over the Rosh HaMavui, but then the Koisel became Nifratz. There's a Pilze now, from the Hascholos HaMavui, till we'll see whatever the distance has to be. We have a Pilze now. We have a pilze, and then the kaisel continues. Now, so let us just further. So now we know the picture. Now let us see exactly what the lomdus of the shayla is. Mavoi shenifritz mitzidoi on the side. That means mitzidoi means it's on the side walls. Klape roishay towards the beginning of the mavui, that's shot in the picture over here, that means that the pilz is not in the middle of the side wall, it's in the beginning of the side wall, towards the Rosh HaMavui. Itma mishmei de Rav Ami ve Rav Asi. So Rav Ami ve Rav Asi said as follows, im yesham pas dalet, if the koire, when the koire begins, the wall that still remained be Rosh HaMavui has a reichev of dalet for him, that's the four on the picture. That means it has a reichev of dalet tvachim. Mater bepirza ad esser. So then, if you have a reichev dalet tvachim, so the pirza can be ad esser. That's the 10 over here. That a pirza till 10 amis, including 10 amis, will be mutter. Vim lav. But what is if the wall and the reish hamavui is vimlav, if it is less than a pas dalet, it is less than dalet tvachim, mishloisha mater. If it is less, if the pilze is less than shloisha tvachim mater, then it's also mutter. Shloisha ein mater. But if it's shloisha tvachim already, ein mater. So we said over here as follows, that if there's left over in the beginning of the mavui a pas dalet, a reichev dalet, then we can live with a pirze of eser amis. If we have a reichev less than dalet tvachim, then the pirze can only be less than gimel tvachim. Now let us see Rashi what the problem is and how these shiurim solve the problem. Zot Rashi. Shenifratz mitzidoi echot min haksolim shebetzad orkoi. One of the walls which are on the length of the kaisle hemov. Klape roishoi, somuch lekoire, heimeno velifnim. That means not mamish underneath the koire, but means it's near the koire, heimeno, but it's a little towards the pnim of the movi. That means something was left over underneath the koire. And then, towards the inside of the mavui, towards the inside of the rosh of the mavui, we have here a pilze. Im yesham pas dalet, im nishtayer min ha-koisel. If there's left over from the koisel that was there to begin with, oi, also pas dalet, maybe nothing was left over, there wasn't dalet, but he made now a pas dalet. B'mokim ha-pilze, somach le-koire, mater be-pilze. Mater pilze, so then we're mater be pilze. So then, the past dalad is matter the pirtz. Aval gav she nishtaya shamadaya pirtz in Adessa. We have here a pirtz of 10 amis. It's mutter. Why? The kiven the yesh hechsher oirech mavoi minakoyre ad a pirtz. If we will look at the picture, we have here a mavoi, that on even the side that there's a pilze, we have here a hersha oirech movi. That means the Gemara is going to say that Rav Yosef holds like Rav Ami Rabasi, that the minimum shear of the oirech movi is 4 tvachim. So if we have a hersha oirech movi, min hakoira ad a pilze. Loi botel lei teires pesach mikamo. So memele, the teiras pesach, well, look again at the picture. We have to understand as follows. Looking at the picture, at the extreme left, we have the Kaira. Now, the Kaira, this is the Knisa to the Mavui. This is the Ruach Revi. The Kaira has to be on the Pesach of the Mavui. On the entrance of the Mavui, there has to be a Kaira. Now, we have here a pilza over here. Now, this pilza is dangerous. What's so dangerous about this pilza? So he made here a picture. A man is walking, and now that he's walking, come to the pilza, you have a ganz fine pilza of 10 amis. So instead of going through the, instead of going around all the way to enter the movi from the front, he can enter the movi, he can make a shortcut. He can enter the movi right from the pirtze. Now what happens when he's entering the movi from the pirtze? What's wrong with that? Schrecklich. Schrecklich is because now, if in order to be memayit behiluch, he will not use the Pesach achitzoin, so it's ois Pesach. If it's ois Pesach, so it's ois Kaira. So memele, the whole mavui you can throw down the drain. That means you have to put the Kaira on the Pesach HaMavui. This is not used anymore for Pesach. It's ancient history. Everyone is using the shortcut. Everyone is going through this pilze. But if you have over here 4 tvachim, if you have over here 4 tvachim, which is the minimum shear of a mavui, so I have over here a ganze mavui, that in this mavui, no one is mevatel the knis of this mavui. You have vital, an extension of that mavui. But over here I have a complete mavui. That means forget about if 4 tvachim is the minimum shear of a mavui. So I have a mavui here of 4 tvachim. In the mavui of 4 tvachim, this is the knisa. In the mavui of 4 tvachim, this is the knisa. In this very long mavui, versteitzach, there's another knisa also. But in these, if in 4 tvachim is a shame mavui, so I have here a small mavui, which in this small mavui, this shortcut is not megareya. The shortcut is only megareya in the big mavui. But not in the small movi. In the small movi, the shortcut is not megareya. So memele, that is only if I have here a movi bifnei atzma. That means if I have here dalet tvachim. So this is the minimum shear of a movi. So I have here a kleiner movi. And in this kleiner movi, I have here a koira on this movi. So memele is fartig. So the pirtze will not compete with the pesach of the movi. If I have here less than dalet tvachim, so memele, I don't have a movi over here. This is the, so in the beginning of the movi, you don't have a movi. So the whole movi consists of the rest. Now, if you're gonna, the whole movi consists of the rest of the movi, the rest of the movi, this shortcut, this pilze is competing with the Pesach HaMovi. So memele, so it comes out that this movi does not have a Pesach, does not have a Koire. And therefore, it is also the talpal. But now, let us see Rashi innovating. Matir pirtze, aval gav, shenishtayer, if there's dalet fochem by the knisus amovi, aval gav, shenishtayer, shamadayin pirtze adessa, even though you still have a pirzo which is 10 ames, aber the kiven the yesh hechsher oirech mavoi min ha toira ada pirze, you have a small minimum mavoi from the koira till the pirze, so that is considered they have a small mavoi bifnei atzmoi, loy boto loy toires pesach mikamo, so the beginning of the mavoi never lost its toires pesach, ube milsai koi. It's still, this is a Pesach to this Mavi. The Pirtz is not competing with this Mavi. The Pirtz is competing with the rest of the Mavi, not with this small Mavi. So, but there's a Teiris Pesach. V'koi Rosoi Mati Rosoi. U Pirtzoso. And the Pirtz Hanoiseres. That's how the Piribitoi says, and it's very good. And the Pirtz that's left over. Even the lav yaisa me esa, teres pesach ale. So there's another pesach. Umovoi einei nifsal bifsochim habis. So let it have a lot of psochim. I'll have a pesach from the beginning. I'll have a pesach from the side. So inami shofki b'nei movoi pischa kame. So afilu, the b'nei movoi, will now not use this first pesach, the pesach facing the Rishus Arabim on the extreme left. The Novku Baile by Pilze, Mishum de Derech Tzorilem, this is a shortcut. The Lahochi Le Botla Teures Pesach, the Koira Min Horishem, Mishum Dave Pesach, Le Dalet Asmuchim Lo. That means this is a Pesach for the Dalet Tvochim Asmuchim Lo. This, in these Dalet Tvochim Asmuchim Lo, the Pilze is no competition. So this is a Pesach, this is a Koira, and Fartik. That if there is Dalet Tvochim, the Imla. But what if there's less than Dalet Tvochim, the Ein Shom Pas Dalet? So then it's bitter. So then, if you're going to open up a door on the side, so that competes very strongly with the Pesach of the Mavi. So then the din is as follows. If it's Poches Migimel, if the Pirtze is Poches Migimel, let us see the next picture. Picture 27. So if the Pirtze is Poches Migimel, the base is the Pirtze, Aleph means the wall is less than Dalet Tvochim, and the Pirtze is Poches Migimel, in Pirtze Poches Migimel, Mater Tikun Amovi Es Amovi. So weiter, the Koire can be Mater the Movi, Shreke Lovo Domi, Vein Kam Pirtze, there's no Pirtze. But vima pirtze gimel. But if you have already a pirtze gimel, ain't a matter. Why? The kivin the maitinon b'nei movi behiluchem. You have a pirtze gimel, and everyone looks for a shortcut. So the b'nei amovi, in order to take a shortcut, they're going to go to this pirtze gimel. Umekatzrim is darkon derech oisa pirtze. They're going to walk through the this pirtze. Chayshinon, Dilme Shovki Pischa Rabbe, that the Pischa Rabbe will not be used anymore, will be a Pesach of ancient history, Va'ayli V'novki Ba'i Pirtze, and they're going to use the Pirtze. That is going to be the entrance to the Mavi, which is officially used. U'botelei Pischa Kame, and the first Pesach, which has the Koira on top of it, becomes Botel. No, if that was never Teiris Pesach, since it's not used, or Botel or Koira did that. So the Koira is also worthless. Then Koira le Movi is it. So now the Movi doesn't have a Koira. By time of Meforish le Kamon bepilke. So Memele, now we're beginning to understand the Gemara. Rav Ami and Rav Asi that said that if there is a Pas Dalet in the beginning of the Movi, so then you could have a ad yud, you could have a pirtze. So they held that a pas dalet gives it a teiris mavoi. So you have a small mavoi in the front, and some amele, and in this small mavoi, the pirtze does not compete. So they hold, Rav Ami Rav Asi hold, that the minimum shear of a mavoi is 4 tvochim, and that is like Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef also said that the minimum shear of a movi is 4 tvachim, and therefore Rav Yosef held that when you're chaykik in a movi to make it 10 tvachim, you have to have a minimum shear of 4 tvachim. That is Rav Ami and Rav Asi and Rav Yosef. So that's what the Gemara says. Rabbi Yosef is like the Rabbami. Rabbi Yosef holds like Rabbi Ami. Rabbi is less like the Rabbami. Rabbi doesn't hold like Rabbami. It seems that some of them were Friedrich Ameroim. It wouldn't be preferable for Abaye to be Chaylik and Rabbami and Rabbasi. Omalacho Abaye. So Abaye said, no, I also agree with Rabbami and Rabbasi. Hosam Seif Movi. Hochi Trilas Movi. He Ika Abami's in, Eloi Loi. Now what does that mean? Zogt Rashi. He holds that the minimum shiur of a movi is daladamis, comma. If there's less than daladamis, so there's no movi mitzadatzmai betchile, so they don't have a kaira for a movi, so the pirtz is competing with the pesach kame. That's what the Gemara held. According to Abaye, you don't, a pas talad tfochim is not sufficient. You need a pas talad damis. So Abaye said no. Rav Ami and Rav Asi are speaking about soif movi. Kegoin ho the Rav Ami ve Rav Asi. Shekva hoya movi. No, there once was a movi. There was once a movi. This pirtze, which we have in pictures, 26. This pirtze was not in the beginning when they first made the movie. When they first made the movie, there was a ganze wall there. So there was a kosher movie. The ira boy psu. And now it became nifsu. Ochinami, the leheder le shavye movie, sagi medalatoch. Now, we're not making a new movie. We're not starting by the bereshis. We just have to be mashlim. Something's wrong now. The Pirtz is competing with the Pesach. So here the din is, since there was once a movie, if we'll have an area of Dalet Fochim that this Pesach Kame will serve, it's also sufficient, even though Dalet Fochim is not the minimum shir of a movie. A minimum shir of a movie is Dalet Amis. But since he once had a movie, so now, only to ensure that the Hechsher Movi should remain, it is sufficient if you have a pas talad tfochim. But I'm speaking about Chilas Movi. Kegoyim. Gabi Chakak, you had here a Movi that's less than 10 tfochim. So what do you have? Nothing. Less than 10 tfochim, you don't have any mechitzas, you have nothing. Tahash tekosi lishavye Movi. Now you want to make a Movi. You want to make a Movi. Can only make a movoy if you have daladams. Let us see Taisvis. Saif movoy hochinami. Now, Taisvis is chaylik and Rashi. Let us see Taisvis. Perish kivin shaloi nifsilo shenishtayer shom pas dalit. The movoy, it didn't become nifsilo gamri. The movi kosher ain't the yoitzi. Mitoires hersher ache yifchais shloyishoyer shom dalet. Avo trilis movi, da heinu shloyishtayer shom pas dalet. She tsoich lasis loy hersher, tsoich dalet amis. Vachem mash malishna de koma, im yeshom pas dalet. Mechlar de nishtayer shom pas dalet mairi, upeirish rashi ain't nire. Now let me explain what the machlekes rashi in Taisvis is. Taisvis learns pshat that this whole mile of seif movoi, that if there's still dalet tfochim, it is good. So Taisvis learns as follows, that if you once had a kosher movoi, now you have a pirtze. So the pirtze is competing with the Pesach with the kairizan. So the halacha is, kol zman you have dalet tfochim, the movoi doesn't become posel. So that means this is a shir in the Hechsher Movi. The Movi will remain kosher if you have there a pas talit. So you don't have a psul. That was the halacha. The halacha was, if you once had a Movi kosher, it will not become nifsal if you have a pas talit bitchilas knisas ha-Movi. That was the halacha. What happens if you have less than a pas dalet? That means that the pilzer went and you have less than a pas dalet. So now the mother is puzzled. The minute the mother is puzzled, so get me the some past history, there once was a mother here. Once was a mother is garnished. The minute the mother became puzzled, so it's a puzzle a mother. Now you have to make a new mother. To make a new mother, you have to make dalet ames. This whole din of dalet tfachim, Taisvis, like Taisvis, it's a lot better in Lomdus. That means that the halacha was, if it once had a Hechshe Mavi, it doesn't become possible if there's still Dalet Tvachim. So that halacha was Nimser and Hechshe Mavi. It will, so it's always kosher. The minute it becomes possible, you have to make a new Mavi. That's how Taisvis learns. Rashi says, Klor, im Yesham Pas Dalet, so Rashi says, im yesham pas dalet. So Rashi said, im ishtayir min ha-koysul. O yosha pas dalet b'mokim ha-pil. So Rashi holds that it has to remain dalet. Rashi says, you can make a new dalet also. Rashi has a whole shtick teire. That since there once was a mavui here, so even though now it became nifsal, you can kasher it with a pas of dalet for him. Taisis did not want to be saved with such a pshat. While Be'emis and the Lomdus and Rashi is very schwer. Was gate melon past history, but it's over. It's done and over with. The movie became nifsal, now you have to start to make a new movie. You have to start to make a new movie, you can only make it with Dalet Ames.